You're listening to the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. Come flex with us Tuesdays and Fridays, 6:30 Central Standard Time, live on YouTube. We'll see you there.
This is the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. With your hosts, Josh Bandy and Trey Burris.
Welcome to the NFL.
Let's go!
Let's go!
We are back. Welcome back to the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm your host, Bandy. With me, as always, is Trey. We got 18 years of combined fantasy football experience, right? Here. What's up, buddy?
What's going on, man? It's an exciting week. A lot of buys this week, and it's nut up or shut up. I mean, this is the last game before playoffs, so it's a lot of pressure.
Yeah, absolutely. No doubt at all. Hey, here's something I didn't think I would say in 2022. How about Baker Mayfield?
Man, that dude had ice in his veins, bro. He was out there to prove to every Panthers fan that he's not the problem. And, I mean, we'll see how much longer it lasts, but he did his thing.
He did do his thing, but ay, bro. Can we rely on Baker Mayfield like at all from here going forward?
I mean, here's the thing, bro. He did that barely knowing the playbook, and they said that, like, you know, the whole flight, all he did was study plays, and he was like really taking notes and like doing all these things to really get prepared and ready. And they were like astonished by the amount of work he put in to prepare for that game. So, I mean, who knows what he could do? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm going to give the credit to Sean McVay here. I mean, I think he was like in his helmet, like, all right, it's a crossing route to Tutu. Or, I mean, right? It couldn't have been.
Well, sure, but I mean, he had multiple people in his helmet and, you know, doesn't know half the people on the team, which I think there's one coach on the sidelines that he'd worked with before at the Browns. And then on top of that, I guess him and Van Jefferson were friends in college.
No, he said he texted Van Jefferson. He wanted him to come to Oklahoma, but he never answered him. He ghosted him, and he said he gave him crap about that or whatever when he got there. But that's awesome. It's a great story. What
I will say, though, our Thursday starting sits for the Rams, we said Akers and Van Jefferson, both of them got a TD.
Yeah, we did. And people popping in, Trace or Bongs a lot in the clouds, as
in
per
the
usual.
Clouds.
What's up? Tommy, this show is the highlight of my day. Thank you, Tommy. Appreciate it, man. That's awesome. And as per usual, Albert popping in to say, what's up, fellas? What's up, Albert? Let's see. Tommy says, time to get flexed. Give him one
get
real quick.
Flexed.
There it is. And Chris over at Armchair says, let's go. And Hector, what's up, guys? What's up, Hector? Welcome back, buddy. Thanks for stopping in. Yeah, let's move on to the first game, Trey.
Let's do first it. Game. Starts at six.
You know what? Before, though, we got to name these buys off because this is Bimageddon 2.0 or 3.0, I suppose, at this point. We got the Atlanta Falcons, Chicago Bears, Green Bay Packers, Indianapolis Colts, New Orleans Saints, and the Washington Commanders all on a bye this week. Let's get into it, Trey. First game of the week, we've got the Vikings versus the Lions.
Over-under for this game is an exciting 51.5 points. Vegas has the Vikings winning by 2.5. I've seen a lot of people calling the upset for this game, and I kind of agree with them. I think the Lions are, like, really stepping it up, and I wouldn't be surprised if they get the dub. I know the Vikings are good, but I wouldn't be surprised if the Lions take this home.
I have to agree, man. I'm going Lions in this game also. I think it's going to be a shootout. I mean, I think it's going to be a lot of offense on the field, which I'm excited to see go down. Jared Goff, QB1 last week. Insane, bro. Insane. But let's go ahead and get some starts for the Vikings here. Guys, as always, start your studs. I mean, that goes without saying most of the time here. These guys that you're definitely going to start and probably don't even need to be mentioned. But I'll probably mention a couple of them anyway. But Vikings starts here. I'm starting Kirk Cousins this week. I think Adam Thielen has a good game. And I think TJ Hockenson at this point is a must-start tight end, Trey. A deep play. Alexander Mattinson maybe gets in on the action. I think there's going to be a lot of action there. I mean, it could be doable. What do you think?
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if he didn't get maybe 5 or 6 rushes, you know, hopefully get some yards out of the deal. But, yeah, I like that a lot.
Yeah, for sure. I'm just adding some of these names here onto the list because, guys, you know we are giving away a signed DeAndre Swift jersey. This bad boy is going home with somebody. All you have to do is subscribe to our YouTube channel and comment on this video, and I'm putting your name on the list. I made a video about it earlier, but this is what we're looking at right here. So get your comments in and get on the wheel because we're spinning that bad boy at the end.
No doubt.
But let's go to some Lions starts here, Trey. And that is going to immediately get us into my start of the week. And it's kind of interesting because it is DeAndre Swift. That was not planned, just for the record. But, you know, the Vikings pass defense is better than their run defense, something to monitor. And Swift is finally off the injury report. So it's looking like he's back at 100% here. I think they're going to slowly, which they already have, start, you know, maneuvering more work to Swift. And I know this isn't good news for you, Trey, but Jamal's production is going to go down just a little. But I'm still going to start him. I still like starting Jamal Williams just because his upside is amazing. DJ Chark, I think, is a great flex this week. I think people are sleeping on DJ Chark. He's had 2 weeks of very decent production, I guess you could say. It's been all right. So, you know, throw DJ Chark in there this week, especially with all these buys. You know, I know he can help you out. And I don't like any tight ends here. You know, Hockenson's gone, and I think the rest of them are just blocking tight ends at this point, Trey.
Yeah, I like that a lot. You know, I think Jamal Williams, I mean, he still has the most rushing touchdowns on the year. I believe he's still the leader there. I think he continues to get his touchdowns, his, you know, 1 yard line put ins. I don't care if DeAndre gets within the 20s, whatever. Give me the touchdowns. But I like that a lot. DJ Chark, I mean, he's been a monster. You've got to start this dude up. And Jared Goff is, I mean, he's killing it, man. Yeah. And the DeAndre Swift start of the week, nice touch.
You like that? Yeah. But before we move on, Trey, we got a couple questions here. And MJ23, is that the real Michael Jordan? Anyway, do I play heavy for Derrick Henry or go for Tony Pollard and Zeke? Remember, Cowboys are going against the Texans this week.
Yeah, I like Pollard or Zeke this week. Definitely. I mean, I know Henry has had a couple rough weeks. At least I know last week was pretty rough. But, I mean, the Texans are the easiest matchup. You know, I would definitely go probably Pollard, in my opinion, over Zeke, actually. But I like that.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, it's very hard to sit Derrick Henry, but the matchup is so juicy for Pollard and Zeke. And I'm not a big Zeke fan, as anybody who watches the show can attest to. So if we're telling you to go that way, there's probably a good reason. But MJ23, I got your name on the wheel, buddy. Stick around to the end. We're drawing to see who gets this signed DeAndre Swift jersey. It could be you. And Tommy has a question for us, Trey. Full PPR flex, Rashad White, Adam Thielen, Michael Carter, Donovan Peoples-Jones. Was thinking of putting Adam Thielen in the flex and Rashad White at running back if Barkley doesn't play.
I would say out of the guys you listed, my favorite start out of those guys is honestly Donovan Peoples-Jones. You know, with the Niners defense, Rashad White is, you know, just temper your expectations. I still think he's going to put up some numbers, but it's tough. You know what I mean? I think maybe especially PPR, it's better for Rashad White. if Barkley's out, I mean, you got to start this dude. But if Barkley's in, I'm thinking I would go DPJ over all those guys.
I mean, yeah, it feels right. Adam Thielen, it almost feels like a trap to say he's going to blow up on the Lions. And it might happen. It might happen. But I think I agree. And that's crazy. But Donovan Peoples-Jones is trending up. And, I mean, yeah, I like it, Trey. And Sir Bongs-a-lot says, man, Tommy, that's a hard one. I'd go Thielen. So
yeah, I'm not mad at that either.
No, not at all. King Dirk, welcome back to the channel, buddy. Is Judy startable, Trey?
I mean, if your entire team is just consistent and stable and has a solid floor and you want a ceiling player, I mean, Judy's floor is literally nothing, but his ceiling is high if he can get those deep passes. Against the Chiefs, it's possibly going to be even more a better situation for him, but mm-hmm. It's terribly scary to start Judy. I mean, I would be shaking in my literal boots.
Yeah. I mean, it's just – it's so scary with that Denver offense, but, I mean, with no Cortland Sutton, I think Judy gets some work this week. I think this week he is startable, but – you know, like Trey said, temper your expectations and hope he does something with it. I mean, it's scary. It's a hard decision to make. I get why you would ask. But I think he is startable this week. TSS, does Trey ever get sun? Anyone else feel like a locker room smell is emerging?
Sun, baby. I've been in the sun all day.
He's in Florida right now, dude. He's got to be getting some sun.
I'm wearing t-shirts. I don't wear my cutoffs because I'm professional.
Profession now. That's him, Trey. King Dirk says, thanks, bro. Anytime, buddy. Anytime. Giovanni Sierra says, with Burks being out, is Woods a good flex play? I got a bunch of players on by this week.
Honestly, I would be looking somewhere else. I think with Burks out, I think Austin Hooper is going to get the targets. You can't trust Woods, man. I would really look on your waiver and see if there's another guy out there worth grabbing over Woods, because I just don't see Woods getting any of the work with Burks being out still.
I mean, I get it, though. I mean, if there is somebody else, you know, I would definitely reach for that. I wonder if it's full PPR, half PPR. But I think Woods gets a little work. I mean, if you're really desperate and there's really nobody else, I like Woods, I guess, a little.
I mean, I'd go as far as to say Devin Duvernay over Woods. And that's tough, but
yeah,
I'd even flex Isaiah Likely.
Over Woods?
Yeah.
Ooh, ouch. And Sir Bongsley says, at TSS Fanny, I do not. Trey is a real one.
Yes, sir.
Attaboy. And Giovanni says, any concerns with Jacob's hand injury?
Yeah, I mean, obviously the team didn't have concerns because they kept putting him out there. So, you know, we'll pay attention to what they say and follow up with it. But I feel like he'll be all right.
It's his pinky, bro. His pinky. Like, if you got a running back and you would have anything wrong with him, don't you feel like a pinky is probably the right thing?
Yeah, exactly.
I am not that mad about the pinky. I think he'll be fine. You saw it happen live. He was just like looking down like, oh, they thought it was a fumble, but it wasn't. But yeah, I think he's going to be fine, buddy. You can ride him through the playoffs. Don't you worry about that. Let's and TSS says, come on by and visit. Come by and visit TSS Fantasy, guys. They go live pretty much a little bit after we do. So check TSS Fantasy. Great guys over there, and they have a good time. Tommy's got one more for us, Trey, before we go to the next game here. Okay, my other team, I'm fighting for the number one seed. I need two running backs and a flex, full PPR. Jeff Wilson, Isaiah Pacheco, Uncle Lenny, DJ Moore, Devontae Smith, or Zonovan Knight.
Let's see. So he needs two running backs and a flex. First thing that comes to my head is I'm starting Pacheco. I like his matchup. I know it's the Broncos, but the running is what they're going to have to do to put anything on the board there. And then I would say, honestly, I would say Jeff Wilson over Uncle Lenny this week. Niners defense is just tragic. Assuming that's Lenny Fournette is what he's talking about, right? And then for my flex, I'm going with – give me Devonta Smith over DJ Moore. Well, or you could,
sorry, it scares me. DJ Moore has such a high ceiling with Sam Darnold there.
Yeah, I get that. I like the Eagles matchup this weekend. Devontae's really been starting to get to work his way into the game. Mm-hmm. But I mean, honestly, I like Bam Knight too, but Michael Carter's back. Yeah, I would go Jeff Wilson, Isaiah Pacheco, and then Devontae Smith as flex. That's what I would do if it was my team.
Yeah, I agree with you on everything except Devontae. I think DJ Moore has a good game this week. Seahawks, Panthers got the Seahawks this week, so keep that in mind against that defense. And Armchair says TSS is in Florida. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But we got to get to the next game, Trey. Let's move on. The next game, we've got the Ravens versus the Steelers.
Over-under for this game is 38 points. Vegas has the Steelers winning by one. I think the Steelers get the dub here. I mean, a lot of people have been talking about it. I think Tyler Huntley, you know, still has a great game. But with Lamar out, I think Steelers get the dub.
I am going to have to politely disagree with you. I think the Ravens get the win. I can see the Steelers definitely winning this, but I mean, Tyler Huntley just jumped in there and became Lamar Jackson. So just like a more rejuvenated Lamar with feels like a little more heart. Don't get mad at me, all you Lamar lovers out there. Just saying. I think the Ravens take it in this one, buddy.
Yeah, I mean, and looking at my starts and sits, it looks like I think the Ravens are also taking this one because I'm not starting a lot of Steelers. But jumping in, let's go with my Ravens starts first. Tyler Huntley, I'm starting this dude up. I think he's streamable in single quarterback leagues. I mean, just his ground game is enough to put up enough points to get you through the week. There's a lot of buys out there, and I think he's a great fill-in. You got to start Mark Andrews if you have him. I mean, he's been great when he's out there. Gus Edwards, I'm going with him over Drake. I just think he's going to be the guy that they're going to this week. Isaiah Likely, like I said, I think he's flexible. I think in a pinch, you know, don't just go out and get him. But like if you're struggling to find a spot, I think Isaiah Likely, Huntley likes this dude. And I think he gets enough work to be fantasy relevant. And then Devin Duvernay is not going to win you your week. But, you know, if you need 8 points, I think, you know, he's worth 8 points.
Yeah. Yeah, I like it. I like it, buddy. I agree with you.
Jump into my Steelers starts. Kenny Pickett, I'm still starting him in two quarterback leagues. I mean, all year he's been worth it in two quarterback leagues. Not really worth it in one, but two, I think he's worth it. Najee Harris will do enough. He'll get you through the week. He's not going to win your week, but he'll get you through it. Pickens was really held to nothing last week. I think he has a bounce back week this week, and I think he's worth a start. I'm still not starting Deontay Johnson, and he didn't practice on Thursday, and things are just too serious right now with the playoffs and everything to bank on Deontay Johnson.
Sad. I really thought Deontay Johnson was going to do good this year. I thought for sure coming into the season that Trubisky would lean on him. He's really a bust this year. I mean, it took me a while to actually let him go, but when I did, just a weight lifted off of my shoulders, Trey. Deontay Johnson, do better next year, buddy. But yeah, I like it, buddy. I like it. I guess we're going to see what happens. Guys, do not forget that we are giving away a signed DeAndre Swift jersey at the end of this very video. Somebody's getting it. Somebody's taking it home. It could be you. It could be you. All you got to do is be a subscriber to our YouTube channel. If you're on Facebook, hop over, hit that subscribe button for us, shoot a comment into the video, and you could be the winner. But let's go to the next game. This week, I've got the Browns versus the Bengals.
Over-under for this game is 49.5 points. Vegas has the Bengals winning this game by 4, and I've seen a lot of people calling the upset for the Browns to take the dub here. I think the Bengals win this. I don't see Watson pulling it off.
The red-hot Bengals. I mean, I agree with you. The only issue here is that the Browns just seem to have the Bengals number. I got the Bengals taking the W as well, but it worries me because people who thought the Chiefs would win last week, Trey, didn't work out for them. So who knows? But I got the Bengals also taking the W in this game. But let's go to some Browns starts here. I can't trust Deshaun. I want to, but I can't trust him. I need to see it. I think he does a little. I think he does better than last week, but I don't trust the start there at all. Amari might not play, so if he's out, you got to fire up Donovan Peoples-Jones, and there's a good chance Amari is out because Donovan Peoples-Jones is going to be the guy there with Amari out. David Njoku, I mean, he's coming back to life. I like him as a start. Tight ends are rough, so I mean, throw you some Njoku in there. There's always room for him to catch a touchdown. You saw that one in the end zone. He just reached up and snagged it. It was against, yeah, I don't want to talk about it, but I'm sitting Kareem Hunt also. What do you think, buddy?
Yeah, and I mean, obviously you're starting Chubb, you know, we don't really have to mention that. But also Njoku, I mean, he's a top 10 tight end, and he's missed three games this year, and he's still in the top 10. So, I mean, I love that dude. And I think it's a great start this week. And Donovan Peoples-Jones, even if Amari is out there, I think Donovan Peoples-Jones is fantasy relevant this week.
Absolutely, absolutely. Tommy says, Amari Cooper not practicing. Yeah, buddy. You don't know what's going to happen. I like DPJ, though. I know you were asking about him earlier, so just keep them, monitor that. But let's go to some Bengals starts here, Trey. Looks like Mixon cleared concussion protocol finally. Fire up Joe Mixon. And look for Pirine to have an extended role. I think he proved himself in the absence. I mean, we already knew what Pirine could do, but he looked great. He looked great, and I think they see that, and I think they want to, you know, do something with it. I mean, I might flex him, maybe. I don't know. It worries me because Mixon's going to come back and have a bone to pick with that. But just keep in mind, Hayden Hurst is out, and I don't like any of the tight ends there at all. But I do like starting Tyler Boyd as a flex play, though, Trey. What do you think?
Yeah, with Hayden Hurst out, I think that's not a bad move. You know, he's not going to put up amazing amount of points, but it'll be worth throwing in a flex. And also with Joe Burrow, dude's lights out. You know what I mean? They're on that climb like they did last year where they're just moving on up. The only thing that scares me is the Mixon and Pirine thing, you know, how that's going to look. If you have Pirine, I think I would want to flex him, but it scares me. You know what I mean?
I do know what you mean, buddy. I do know what you mean. Let's go ahead and move on to the next game, Trey. And that is our Manscaped Game of the Week. That's right. Manscaped Game of the Week, buddy. We're going to hit a quick break, guys. We're going to let you get a quick message from Manscaped, and we will be right back. It's never too early to play holiday music. And it's never too early to start thinking about gifts. Whether it's for a friend or the friend in your pants, make this a season to be jolly with Manscaped. Do your little drummer boy a favor and use the Lawnmower 4.0 to avoid another silent night in the bedroom. Then, add in Manscaped's top-of-the-line shower products to have the people thinking, all I want for Christmas is you. Now, Santa cares about his sack, and so should you. Look nice when you get naughty by going to manscaped.com. Use code SUPERFLEX20 for 20% off and free shipping. Holy crap, that's a good deal. We'll see you there. That's right, guys. Listen to Bandy Claws over there. Good stuff going on over at Manscaped, guys. Get you the Lawnmower 4.0. Get you some of them boxers because those boxers are life-changing, Trey. What do you think?
Yeah, man, the boxers are monster. The Manscaped 4.0 lawnmower, I used it yesterday. I mean, I'm cleaned up. You know, I like to keep the beard, but I like to keep the face clean and nice. I mean, the ears and nose hair trimmer, it's a monster. The shed that they give you with to put everything in it, travel pack, it's ready to go. I use it for everything. I put my brush, my beard brush, and everything in there, lock it up, ready to go when I'm on the road.
Bomb stuff over there at Manscaped, guys. And Sir Bongs a lot likes that one. He says, perfect. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it. Guys, one more time, I'm going to remind you guys, don't forget to subscribe to this channel. Comment on the video, guys. We're giving away the DeAndre Swift signed jersey at the end of this video. I'm going to show it to you again. Putting your name on this bad boy, and we're spinning it at the end. So just saying, you need to be popping them comments up so you can get in there. And Tommy says it's terrific because he got him some of that Manscaped, guys. he won the performance package we gave away last couple weeks ago, and dude's loving it. Just saying, guys, get over there, use our promo code. But Giovanni has a question for us, Trey. Input on Noah Fant this week. Have him playing at flex.
I don't hate Noah Fant. I mean, he's had some really great weeks, but then he's had some weeks where he just doesn't show up. I mean, the way they're cycling tight ends over there in Seattle, I think Noah Fant is their favorite guy, but he doesn't always get the work that you need him to. I think he's worth flexing, but you're nervous about it. You know what I mean? I feel like it's tough, but he could have a great week. I mean, they like him a lot, and tight ends suck. At flex, I'm wondering maybe you might be able to pivot somewhere else because you have so many options. But tied in, I think he's not a bad start. Flex is a little scary, but that's what you got. That's what you got.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I get it. They're playing the Lions, but maybe
no. They're playing the Panthers.
Oh yeah. No. That's the Broncos, right? Oh, you're right. Nope. You're right.
Yeah.
You think it's Seattle? I guess in my head there.
Yeah.
Either way, I get it. But let's get to that game, buddy. And that's our game of the week this week. We've got the Jets versus the Bills.
Over-under for this game is 44 points. Vegas has the Bills winning by 9.5. I don't think – if I'm betting on this, I'm betting the Bills money line, but I'm not taking that spread. It's going to be closer than 9.5.
I'm thinking about just, you know, putting some money on the Jets, you know, just in case, you know, it's got to be good odds, right?
The Jets don't sweep the Bills, man.
You never know. Like last time they had a homeboy, they didn't have no Mike White, the future Hall of Famer over there. So
just hey, man, out there. I'm going to tell you, girl, you always trying to bet against the Bills.
Yeah, she would not be happy about that for sure. I'll probably hear about it later, but you know what? Money's money, baby.
Let's jump into my Jets starts. First of all, Mike White, he's worth a shot in two quarterbacks leagues. It's going to be a lot of passes in this game, man, and there's got to be some completions. Garrett Wilson, he's a must start at this point. And I'm actually starting Zonovan Knight over Michael Carter. I think Knight's, you know, work's obviously going to go down with Carter out there, but I think he gets more work than Carter in this game. Carter coming off the injury and everything like that. And Knight has just, I mean, he's the hot hand, you know, and I think the Jets roll with that. Either Davis or Moore, I'm not really wanting to start them. I think that the extra work is too volatile to pick one. Corey Davis or Elijah Moore, it's just tough to pick either one of them. And one of them is probably going to get good enough value for fantasy, but you're flipping a coin at that point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. I got you. Yeah, makes sense. Rube has a question real quick, Trey. Pacheco or Pierce this week?
Oof.
It's got to be Pacheco, right?
Yeah, but well, both of them are going against a serious defense, and I feel like Pierce is more of a monster. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But it's Pierce against Dallas and it's Pacheco against the Broncos. Man, that's a tough call. I honestly would go Pierce.
Yeah, Pierce?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, that's what I would do.
Hmm. Well, I think I'd go Pacheco here, but I can see either way it going either way, honestly. I think Pacheco would be my call. I'm playing both of those guys, literally, in one of my leagues. But I think I'm a little more nervous about Pierce's matchup, but
I just worry that if the Chiefs get away with the game against the Broncos, that McKinnon doesn't take more work than Pacheco wanted. And I think Pierce is going to be volume regardless.
Mm-hmm. No, it makes sense. I get it. Hope that helped, Roop. We got a German Sniper 34. Hi, how's it going? My name is German Sniper 34, but you can call me by my real name, Rebecca Brown. I'm a German viewer from Germany. How's it going? I'm new to the channel. Welcome from Germany, Rebecca. How's it going?
Yeah, Rebecca, thank you for coming out. It's awesome. We love getting people from out of the country, and every viewer is out there. Make sure you subscribe, and you'll be entered into our DeAndre Swift jersey.
Yeah, well, it's just for people in the U.S., just because the shipping would be insane, but...
Well, maybe Rebecca, if you have a... let us know if you have a post office code in the U.S. I know a lot of my friends from out of the country have a place to get mail in the U.S. So if you have a place, you know, let us know, and we'll put you on the wheel.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you for coming by. It's awesome. You know, German sniper. Is this because of Brady and the Bucks? Tore it up in Germany, you know. Now they're coming over and like, I love me some football, you know. awesome. That's super cool. Okay.
Let's jump back into it.
Yeah.
With the Bills starts. I'm starting Josh Allen, obviously. Stephon Diggs, you know, you got to start that dude. Gabe Davis owners, I mean, you know what to do. You either start him and pray or you bench him. It's kind of what you do as a Gabe Davis owner. But Isaiah McKenzie is my start of the week, baby. I think this dude's going to go off because I think they're going to double cover Diggs. And I think Gabe Davis is just too volatile. I think McKenzie over the middle, I think that's what Allen's going to be connecting with. I think he's going to be a PPR nightmare and he's going to go insane.
I like it. I like that. I love the McKenzie as the start of the week. Good stuff.
I'm also not starting Dawson Knox. I mean, we can't trust him. And Devin Singletary and James Cook, I believe both get enough value to be startable. But if I have to pick one, I'm going Singletary.
I like that. Going against the grain a little bit. I feel like Cook is the call here. It seems like they're starting to rely on him more. But it seems like Singletary, I mean, look, if you look at the game last week, you know, James Cook's out there doing big things and Singletary can't catch the ball on a short little pass, you know? So, I mean, if they're looking back on it, that's what I think, you know, they're seeing, but, Singletary, you couldn't drop him. So that's for sure. The way he's been playing.
I just think the Jets make a point to stop Cook. And I think Singletary sneaks in and gets his work.
Yeah. But can they stop Cook? You know, German Sniper 34. I'm sorry. Rebecca says, I'm going to be a little bit, I'm not going to lie. I'm a little bit worried about being on YouTube and StreamYard because I'm worried someone is going to come and say hateful things about my nationality and culture. Hey, no way. Not us.
No,
everyone's welcome. That's right. That's right. Everyone welcome here, Rebecca. But awesome. Awesome. Bills versus the Jets. I think that's going to be a really good one, Trey. I can't wait for that game. But let's get to the next game here. We have got the Texans versus the Cowboys.
Over-under for this game is 41.5 points. Vegas has Cowboys winning by 16.5. I feel like I have to take that because of the way they put it on last week. Yeah, I think Cowboys win this game pretty easy. I would be so glad if they didn't, but I think they do.
Well, I have got the Cowboys winning this game. I'd love for it to be the Texans. But Davis Mills is going to be back, so I mean that's something. What about the ex coach of the Cowboys saying Cowboys are going to win by 40 points, and everybody laughed at him, and then they won by like 36 or something like that. Dude, that was nuts, bro.
Yeah, but how many times a week does he say that?
I don't know. Yeah, that's true.
Cowboys by 40.
Yeah, probably. You're probably right. And Sir Bongzalot says, "How about them boys?" And Roop saying, welcome, Rebecca. That's right. Welcome. And Sir Bongzalot's also saying to Rebecca, don't let them bring you down. Stand tall and strong. Be true to yourself and this earth, and it will be all okay. I love it. That's inspiring, Sir Bongzalot. I didn't know you had it in you, buddy. I love it. We got a question. Roop says, in the flex, Latavius Murray versus Kansas City or DeMarcus Robinson versus Pittsburgh, Trey?
That's kind of tough for me, too. I mean, DeMarcus Robinson is, you know, it's not been the greatest. I like Latavius Murray, honestly. I think Kansas City focuses on shutting down Russ, and I think Latavius Murray is what they have to do to get to win that game, which I don't see that happening. But I think I go Latavius Murray.
I would 100% go Latavius Murray here just because he's going to have more opportunities with the ball in his hand. Mike Boone got just a couple carries the other week, and Latavius Murray is going to be touching the ball. We just hope DeMarcus Robinson gets the ball. So Latavius Murray, I think, is the call here. We got another question. Trey Armchair says, who is someone flying under the radar this week, Trey? DJ Chark? No, you go ahead. Go ahead.
I like DJ Chark, but this is not really under the radar this week, but this is something that I'm already stashing for next week, and that's Alec Pierce. They're on a bye this week, so no one's really paying attention to him, but I grabbed him up early because I think this dude's going to have an amazing week next week, and I think he's under the radar.
I like that. I like that. And I'm going to go DJ Chark here under the radar. He's still only like 40% in some leagues rostered. DJ Chark, people just aren't catching on as quick, I guess, to this. So that's somebody under the radar this week. Keep an eye on it. And Jared Goff and them are at home inside a stadium where Jared Goff seems to be the best is inside, not out.
That's right.
Good question, man. I love that. Great question. But let's do some Texans starts here, Trey. It's ugly. It's real ugly. I'm not going to lie to you. I mean, Davis Mills is coming back. So maybe, you know, I have a little more faith in him, right? I'm still starting Damian Pierce just because I feel like he's one of those guys that could just boom at any moment. And you got to start him, you know, but temper your expectations. And I think Nico Collins has a flex here. I mean, Davis Mills is a little better, so I think Nico Collins does, you know, better being the only one there, the number one there. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I think I said before, you know, Nico Collins, I think, has had 36 targets over the last four games. I mean, and volume is what you're looking for on a team that sucks. Damian Pierce, it's volume, and you're hoping for a 60-yard breakout. But it's going to be volume. Both these guys are starting them because they're just feeding them because they don't know what else to do but get to next year and hopefully get some guys in the draft.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt at all. We need to get the – there you go. I got you on the list, Chris. You're in there, buddy. Got you on the list. But let's move to some Cowboys starts, Trey. Dak is a must start. Tony Pollard is a must start. Hell, even Zeke is a must start this week against the Texans. Start Schultz, start Gallup. CeeDee Lamb is on fire. I mean, you got to pretty much start all these guys, don't you think, Trey?
Yeah, you definitely do. I mean, you got to start everybody on this team that you can because the Texans just give up so many fantasy points. And my actual sneaky start of the week is the Cowboys defense, obviously. I mean, they're going to be insane.
Yeah, I mean, I picked the Browns up last week against the Texans, and holy crap, dude. I mean, I dropped them after, but, dude, they helped. You know, I know you know that against the Browns D and the Bandy Bowl this week. That one hurt, huh?
I got murdered by the Browns D.
I love it. I love it. Guys, don't forget, comment on this video. Subscribe to the channel and you will be entered into our DeAndre Swift signed custom jersey that we're giving away at the end of this video. Eric popping in. Is DJ Chark a good start, Trey?
For those of you just tuning in, we've been bragging about DJ Chark all game, all show. I think he's a great start this week. Definitely flexible. I think he puts up enough points. You'll be glad that you started him.
Yeah, I'm starting DJ Chark this week because of buys. And I probably, if he does good, I'm going to hold on to him through the fantasy playoffs.
Yeah.
So, let's get to the next one. Oh, Eric says he just got off work. Hey, no problem, buddy. Anytime you got a question, pop it in there. Thanks for coming in, buddy. Eric, let me get you on the list, buddy, for the signed DeAndre Swift jersey. In there. You're in there. But let's go to the next game, Trey. This week, we've got the Eagles versus the Giants.
Over-under for this game is 44.5 points. Vegas has the Eagles winning by 6.5. Divisional game. I think the Eagles win this game, man. I like the Giants. I think they're doing great things. I'm so proud of the way they've turned their season around from last year. But the Eagles, I think, just take this game.
Guys, I got to finally give it up to the Eagles. I've been rooting against them all year. I mean, dude, they tore it up against a good defense last week. And Good job, Eagles. I mean, they're a contender for sure, bro. I've literally said on this show that I think that they are a fake team and they've just had a lot of easy wins. But I got to give it up to them.
Hey, and I'll admit, I said I was sleeping on them, but that was the preseason, baby. Come week one, I was ready. It's the Eagles season.
Yeah, because you had some on that team. That's why.
Then you're like, Jalen Hurts, baby. Speaking of my starts for this week, Jalen Hurts at the top of the list. A.J. Brown, obviously. I mean, this dude's been a monster. Devonta Smith, he's been getting a lot more involved, and I know he's been inconsistent, but he's looking a little more consistent. And, you know, there's a lot of buys this week. I think he's a must-start this week. Miles Sanders, bring him back in. I said sit him last week. It was worth it. Bring him back in, baby, because he's doing his thing. And Kenneth Gainwell, I think even in deeper leagues, I think, you know, he'll get enough to put up enough points for you in a deep league that it's worth it. You know, maybe 16 or something like that. But that's really it for my Eagles starts. I mean, there's no tight end since Goddard's, you know, I think this is Goddard's last week on IR. Hopefully he comes back for the playoffs. I know Bandy's banking on it.
Perfect timing, bro. Perfect timing. I need you. I need you, Goddard. I got Gerald Everett, though, holding it down, you know, in his place. Hopefully that doesn't become an issue later that I have to sort out. But I like it. I like it a lot, Trey. I like it.
Jumping to my giant starts, Saquon Barkley's neck injury. I hear that it's trending towards not playing. I've heard that he's fine and he practiced and everything. So just kind of temper that. And if he doesn't play, I mean, Matt Breida, if you're absolutely desperate, it's really just going to be a volume play. I haven't seen much out of this dude this year. And Saquon, I mean, he's not going to put up Saquon numbers, but it might be worth a flex. Daniel Jones, again, two quarterback leagues and maybe streamable in single quarterbacks. He's been pretty consistent all year. Not a super high ceiling, but his floor is pretty solid. Darius Slayton. You know, I've not started this dude 3 weeks. He's been on my bench. I'm starting him this week. Hopefully that doesn't mean he bombs. But Darius Slayton, I like him a lot. And then Daniel Bellinger, you know, we talked about it. He's worth a shot at tight end. Tight end's tough. Six people on buys with a lot of the great streamable tight ends are on buys this week. So it's really tough out there. If you can get you a Daniel Bellinger, I think you can get you 12 points.
Nice. Yeah, I like it. In our 16-man league, I picked up Daniel Bellinger. Good thing I did because my other tight end's on a buy this week. I like Daniel Bellinger a lot. It's going to be a good game. I've heard people calling for an upset against the Eagles, but I don't know. And I think that's, you know, that's the thing. Like you said, I like it a lot. Daniel Jones, as I always like to say, consistently average. You know, if you need him, throw him in there, especially right now with all these buys. But I like it, Trey. I like it a lot. But we need to move on to the next game here. We have got the Jaguars versus the Titans.
Over-under for this game is 42.5 points. Vegas has the Titans winning by 3.5. I hear a lot of people calling for an upset in this game. I think the Titans win this game, man. You know, I really think they come back this week and get a dub.
Yeah, me too. I got the Titans winning this game. I agree with you. Even with Burks out, I think the Titans can tear it up over there. I mean, the Jaguars are getting better, but it's the Titans, man. But let's roll to some Jaguars starts. I like Trevor Lawrence as a start here. I like Christian Kirk as a start. I'm starting Evan Ingram. Titans are middle of the pack against tight ends, and I think Evan Ingram gets him a little bit to help you out. And I like Zay Jones in this game, Trey. What do you think?
Yeah, I like Zay Jones a lot. I mean, the Titans are really good against stopping the run. You saw that in the last 8 games they've played. So I would say temper your expectations on ETN, but I do like Zay Jones a lot.
Yeah. I've heard a lot about ETN. He hasn't been doing what people have been wanting him to do. You're thinking temper your expectations on that?
Yeah, especially with the Titans defense, man. They've held all running backs less than 66 yards.
Ouch.
Hope for a touchdown, I would say.
Yeah, absolutely. But let's go to some Titans starts here. Derrick Henry, of course, Ryan Tannehill. Burks is out, and it's funny you said it earlier, but I like Austin Hooper as a star here to get the work, and maybe in like a deep league flex, Nick Westbrook-Ikhine. I mean, yeah. I trust him more than Robert Woods, don't you?
I agree. Yeah, I definitely do.
And that's sad. Remember, we were high on Bobby Trees at the beginning of the season.
It's sad, man.
Yeah.
But I will say, I think this game is kind of just Derrick Henry pushes all the Jaguars out of the way. I think he has a comeback game this week and really puts up numbers.
Yeah. Statistically, Derrick Henry has always done really good against the Jaguars. I've had Henry the last 3 years. So it seems like every time I play the Jags, he helped me out. So I like it. I like it a lot. Guys, I'm going to remind you again, don't forget to like this video, subscribe to the channel, put a comment in the YouTube, and we will put you on the list for the signed DeAndre Swift jerseys that were given away 12, 15 minutes. Somebody's getting it, buddy. And we are going to figure out which jersey out of the box of jerseys that we are giving away next. I love it. Got to be a subscriber, though. Let's go, baby. Let's move on to the next game here, Trey. We have got the Chiefs versus the Broncos.
Over-under for this game is 42.5 points. Vegas has the Chiefs winning by 8. This is a hard one, man, because the Broncos games, you don't score 8 points. I mean, that's normally what you don't win by 8 because most of the games only get 8 points scored. So it's tough, but it's the Chiefs at the same time. It's like the worst offense versus the best offense versus a double great defense. It's tough, but I think I lean the Chiefs getting the dub at the end of the day.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard not to. That offense is atrocious. I agree. Chiefs take the W, Trey.
Especially after losing to the Bengals. I hate to see – it's hard to see Mahomes lose back-to-back. I would love to see it, but it's hard to see it.
It's funny you say that because, you know, I was going over some of our older stuff, and I was looking at our preseason material that we did and our underrated video that we did. Bro, we hit home runs on that one. All the people we put on our underrated list on our other video, all were pretty much, I think there's maybe one of them that was like actually did good this year. So I love it. I love it, Trey. We got it going on over here, buddy.
No doubt. Jumping into my Chiefs starts, Patrick Mahomes, obviously. Travis Kelce, obviously. Isaiah Pacheco, we've talked about him. You got to start this dude in this matchup. I'm actually staying away from Juju and MVS this game. The Broncos defense is no joke, and these receivers are middle of the pack. I mean, if you have to start them with the byes, I understand. I'd lead Juju, but I want to try to pivot from these guys. Mm-hmm. And then McKinnon, only in deeper leagues, I think that he'll get some catches, you know, for PPR. I think, you know, he could get roughly 9 to 10 points. So maybe in your deeper leagues, throw McKinnon out there.
So you're leaning Juju over Marquez Valdes-Scantlin? Is that what you said?
Right.
I think I like Marquez Valdes-Scantlin, man, this week. Juju is just, you know, not doing it. He ran a lot of routes, but I think I'm leaning Marquez Valdes-Scantlin here. But I like the pick. I just think Juju is trending in the wrong direction, Trey.
Like I said, I don't really want to start either one of them. I had, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But jumping into my Broncos starts, a lot less short of a list. Greg Dulcich, I mean, this dude I think is going to have a great game this week. I think Russell Wilson loves this dude, and he's going to feed him. Latavius Murray, you got to start this dude. I mean, he's really shown that, you know, he's still got it. And, you know, maybe Kendall Hinton, you know, it's scary, but I like him as a flex. And I really don't want to start anybody else in this matchup.
Yeah, Kendall Hinton, I also like that as like a deep league flex, like if there's nobody else, especially with the buys going on. But yeah, I like it. I like it a lot. We got a question before we move on, Trey. Roop says pick 2 for wide receiver: Mike Williams, Juju, Garrett Wilson.
Garrett Wilson and Williams. Mike Williams, baby. Yep. Juju on the bench.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I'm going Williams, Garrett Wilson. Even Williams coming off that injury, Trey. I know how you don't like doing that.
Yeah, but I just think the matchup's better. The Chargers-Dolphins game is going to be high offense.
Mm-hmm. I hope you're right. I need it. I need it in my life, buddy. Good stuff. Good stuff. But we need to move on to the next game, Trey. And that is the Panthers versus the Seahawks.
Over under for this game is 43.5 points. Vegas has Seattle winning by 6. I like Seattle to win this game. I know you don't. Whatever.
No, I got the Seahawks winning, buddy. Okay. Yeah, I mean, Darnold and you know, DJ Moore, I think you're going to hook up a little bit, but I think the Seahawks take the win here. That's why Geno Smith is one of my must starts this week against the Panthers D. I think is a great matchup. But let's get into some Panthers starts, Trey. As I just said, DJ Moore, I think, is a must start this week. Deonta Foreman has been cleared. Start him up. I like Deonta Foreman a lot against the Seahawks defense. I think he's going to do really good. I'm sitting Chuba Hubbard since Deonta Foreman's in there. If something crazy happens and Foreman's out, I would throw Chuba Hubbard in there for, you know, a flex or something. But I'm going Foreman all the way here. I think he has a good game. I like Sam Darnold in a 2QB desperation mode. There's nobody there. You got no other choice. Sam Darnold, what do you think?
I think I'd find somebody else. But other than that, I like everything.
Yeah. But, yeah. Awesome. Let's go to some Seahawks starts here, Trey. And I know you're not going to like this, but Travis Homer is looking like the start against the Panthers.
What I call that 4 weeks ago?
Yeah, you did.
I was like, if Walker gets hurt, Homer's the dude.
Mm-hmm. You did say
that. Why didn't you just go home? That's your home. Are you too good for your home? Answer me.
Yeah, Travis Homer. I mean, because of injury, this happened, so. Just keep that in mind. Injuries are bringing him out, so then hitting a homer. So Geno Smith also, I think, is a must start this week. Start Tyler Lockett. Start DK Metcalf. I think it's going to be a good one, Trey.
Yeah, man. And like I said, you know, I really think Travis Homer, man, I'm biased because I love this dude. I've loved this dude for a long time, but I really like the way he does. I mean, I feel like every time they give him the ball, he gets 14 yards. Mm-hmm. And so I think he's a great flex this week. If you're looking for a running back fill-in, I think Travis Homer is a good grab.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, let's go ahead and pop to the next game here, Trey. This is a good one. I think it's going to be a good game. Hopefully, we've got the Tampa Bay Buccaneers versus the San Francisco 49ers, Trey.
Yeah, so over-under for this game is 37.5 points. It's pretty low. Vegas has the Niners winning by 3. I just don't see how Brady loses to Purdy. I know this defense is insane, but I got the Bucs winning by like 1. It's going to be another nail biter.
Wow, bro. I totally thought you were going to go the other way on that one. I'm so proud of you picking the Bucs. I got the Bucs taking the win too. Brady has never, ever lost to a quarterback on a first start or something like that. Like those rookie quarterbacks he does very well against. So I like it. I like it a lot. And while we got a good amount of people watching, guys, I'm going to say it again. We got about 3 more games left. And, you know, we're drawing for this signed DeAndre Swift jersey. Pop over to the YouTube if you're watching on Facebook. Subscribe to the channel. Put a comment on this video. I got a list of names this way. I'm looking at it right now. We're going to pop that wheel up on the screen, and we're going to find out who's getting this sucker. So, awesome. What you got for the Bucs, Trey?
Yeah, so, you know, Brady, I still think he's startable. I think it's really, you know, desperate when if you're starting Brady. You know, if you have maybe somebody like a Fields or something like that, I would lean more that way. But, you know, or Fields is on bye this week. So Brady's a great start. yeah, I mean, it's tough. You know, the Niners defense have been really solid, but I think Brady puts up enough points for you to start him. Godwin, you got to start this dude. I mean, he's been a monster. Take a shot on Kate Otten. Like I said, tight end's tough. And I think, you know, touchdown or bust, but I think it's worth a shot over some of these other guys like, let's see, the – Tyler Conklin. I would start Kate Otten over Conklin this week, honestly.
Yeah. You start Kate Otten over Conklin? I like that. I really thought Conklin was going to do good this year, but even with a decent quarterback throwing to him, it's not looking like he's the guy.
And if you have Rashad White or Fournette, you probably have to start them, but that Niners defense is no joke. Mm-hmm. And I'm sitting Mike Evans. So, yeah.
Sad, bro. What's going on with old Mike, dude? He just doesn't seem like he's got the heart these days, bro.
Mike, where you at, bro?
Yeah, man. I mean, look, you saw that pass, right, where he got the PI call? Like, yeah. Dudes start flopping. Like, bro, try to catch the ball, man. Those refs don't always call that stuff, you know?
Yeah.
And if not, then you just missed a great pass, dude. He just started flopping and, like, because he knew he was getting the PI. But sometimes they don't call it, bro. And then what? You just missed out. At least try, Mike Evans. Sorry, I got on my soapbox there for a minute. But other than that, I like it, Trey. But real quick, Rashad White or James Cook, Trey?
Oof. I think Eileen, man, that's a tough one. That's a tough one because the Jets defense are really no joke either, and I really think they scheme around the rookie. I'm going to say Rashad White, PPR specific.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I think that Rashad White will get the check downs when he needs to, especially if they run that hurry-up offense. I think Rashad White over Cook.
They got to run that hurry-up offense. I mean, that's when things started clicking. That's when things started working. I love it. I like it. Sounds good, buddy. What do you got for the Niners?
So my Niners starts. It's pretty much your studs. Start CMC. Debo's looks like he's all right with his injury. He's cleared to play. You got to start that dude. Ayuk, obviously, I mean, he's been a monster. And him and Purdy have a lot of chemistry. You know, they've really been talking each other up. So I like Ayuk a lot. I think Purdy in a two quarterback league, I would start him over Sam Darnold. and I'm sitting George Kittle this week. George Kittle, man, the last 2 weeks he's looked rough, and I don't like it. I think I like Ayuk and Debo to get most of the work with CMC checkdowns. I'm sitting Kittle.
Yeah.
I know. Don't want to fall asleep because I miss you, Jimmy.
They miss you, Jimmy. They miss you bad over there, buddy. But I think he'll do pretty good. You know, yards after the catch is big. They made Jimmy look probably better than he has been, you know, in a lot of times there. So I think Purdy, if he can check it down, he could do something with it.
Yeah.
And Tommy says Russell has 12 bathrooms and 8 touchdowns. WTF. Yeah,
there's a guy on TikTok that every week he says, how many weeks does it take for Russell Wilson to throw enough touchdowns as bathrooms as he has? And he's still not there.
Wow. Roop says Mike White or Deshaun Watson, Trey.
I like Mike White. I mean, Deshaun Watson just he hasn't done it yet. He hasn't done it in 2 years. You know what I mean? Mike White, we've seen him do it a couple weeks ago, so I like Mike White.
Makes sense. Can't argue with that logic. And Sir Bongzalot says, let's go, Brady. I like it. And I know I've said it plenty of times, but there's new people joining. So I just want to throw it out there, guys. If you're watching the show, don't forget to pop over to YouTube, subscribe to our channel. Leave a comment in this video. I'm going to throw your name on the list to win a signed DeAndre Swift jersey. In about 2 more games, we're giving this bad boy away. We're spinning the wheel. I can't wait. I want to give it away. And we're going to find out who the next jersey we're giving away. And is it Tommy, if you're still there, yeah, you're there. You're going to like this next one, buddy. That's all I'm saying. But Jared has a question. PPR, need a wide receiver too. Have to win to get in. When to get in? Palmer versus Miami, DeMarcus Robinson versus Pittsburgh, McKenzie versus the Jets, Seymour versus Dallas, Davis versus Bills, Dortch versus Pats.
I know where I'm going here. It's Isaiah McKenzie, baby.
Oh, yeah? You think so? Look, win and he's in, buddy. So this is a very important decision. That's the way you want to go.
That's where I would go.
You would go McKenzie.
Williams
is
back.
The Jets are, you know, they're a little vulnerable right there, and I like the McKenzie call. Williams is back, so Palmer's just not going to get what he was, I feel. Corey Davis just had a great game, but they're going against the Bills. And Greg Dortch against the Pats, you know, Courtland Sutton out. They want to use Dortch more as a wide receiver. That being said, you still going McKenzie?
Yeah.
All right, I like the McKenzie call too. And Big Trev says, Rashad or Mostert, full PPR. If Lenny plays, who are you playing? Who are you playing if he doesn't?
I think it's Rashad White regardless. Mostert just hasn't been that great with Wilson there. And Rashad White, you know, I mean, he got a touchdown this week, and I think Brady looks to him in the end zone.
Yeah, I like it. I'm sorry, I'm adding these names to our list here, buddy.
Ooh, A-Train's got a good one for you. Why don't you pop him up there?
A-Train. I'll
let you take this one away.
Peoples Jones, DJ Chark, or Zay Jones, PPR. Ooh, that is a good one. So I'm going to take Zay Jones out of the equation, and I'm basically, this is Peoples Jones or DJ Chark. That's a tough one, but I think DJ Chark has the bigger ceiling, Trey. What do you think?
I agree, but I think Peoples Jones has the bigger floor. so I think regardless, you start Peoples Jones or DJ Chark, you're going to be happy. I lean Peoples Jones. You probably lean DJ Chark. I think both of them, I think you'll be happy. You could probably start both of them if you needed to.
Yeah, yeah. Hopefully you don't have to start both of them. I know you have been staring down at Peoples Jones on your bench, Trey. So I know it's hard for you to not want to start this guy. But yeah, DJ Chark, I think, is my call. Like you said, though, I don't think you can go wrong there. And Big Trev, A-Train, I went ahead and put you on the list, buddy. So you guys are entered into the DeAndre Swift signed jersey at the end of this video. Thank you so much for the questions. If you got more, keep them coming.
Make sure you're subscribed.
Yeah, absolutely. Jared, if you want to pop over, I put your name on the list, Jared, but we will hopefully you'll be subscribed by then. I know you're on Facebook, but pop over to YouTube, buddy. Giovanni says, rest the season, Herbert or Geno Smith? I know where you're going, but go.
I value them equally, honestly. I compare them. Bro, I watched a clip on if Geno had a 30 for 30, and I almost teared up, bro. It was so heartfelt.
Really?
I like Geno, yeah. I mean, it was like everybody, you know, he was supposed to be the first in the draft. I guess he fell to like 34th when everybody thought he was going to be the first one off the board. And it was a really sad deal, kind of deal. And then he was, you know, threw like, I think, 16 interceptions his first season as a starter. And and I mean, it's a miracle story. I want Geno Smith on my team when he puts up a miracle year.
I mean, he's been doing good, man. I feel like Geno is also the call here. Rest the season, I think Geno Smith. Yeah, I mean, the schedule's better for sure. Yeah, that's the call, I think. Giovanni, thank you for the question, buddy. Appreciate you very much. But yeah, that's the Niners Buccaneers. Let's move to the next game, Trey. And I believe this is Sunday Night Football. We've got the Dolphins versus the Chargers.
Over under for this game is 51.5. Vegas has the Dolphins winning by 1.5. I like the Dolphins to get the dub here. I mean, the Chargers just haven't been that exciting. And the Dolphins, you know, I mean, it's Tyreek Hill. What are you going to do?
Yeah, I got the Dolphins taking the win here. Also, they've just been the more impressive team, and I think after the embarrassment from the Eagles last week, they're going to have a little something to say about their matchup, and it's in the bright lights of Sunday Night Football. So yeah, I think the Dolphins take it, buddy. I like it a lot. But let's get some Dolphins starts. Tua is a must start this week. I like starting Waddle. You guys just got to take into effect. Last week, they were going against the Eagles. So, you know, they only run the ball like, what, three times? I like Jeff Wilson Jr. as a start here. And I like Mostert as a start also. I will say I like Trent Sherfield as a flex in a deep league. He's just been somebody you need to keep your eye on because every time he gets the ball in his hand, he's electric. You know, will they get the ball in his hand enough for him to actually be on one of our regular team lists? I don't know, but I hope he does it. I hope he keeps doing big things. What do you think, buddy?
Yeah, man. You know, when I was at the game, Sherfield, that's when I learned about who he was because I was like, who is this dude they keep throwing the ball to? So yeah, definitely keep an eye on Trent Sherfield. I like him a lot. And yeah, I think all these guys go crazy this week. I think this is probably the highest scoring game of the week.
Mm-hmm. And Roop says Herbert all dome, no weather. He's going to win me my league. Yeah, I'm sure, you know, you thought that when you drafted him like super early, but he just hasn't been, you know, the guy that we hoped he would be. Trey, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough, you know, and I haven't had to have to deal with it because I got hurts, baby, and, right on my heart.
Yeah. And Albert has a question for us, too. Do you guys trust Mike Williams this week?
No, I don't trust Mike Williams this week, but yes, I'm starting Mike Williams this week because there's six teams on a bye, and it's a tough one out there, and Mike Williams has the opportunity, and the game's sense with Chargers and Dolphins says that it's going to be a lot of fantasy points in this game, so I like it.
Well, if it says it, it must be true. I like it. I like it a lot. I'd start Mike Williams for sure, for sure. Yeah, let's go to the Chargers. Mike Williams off injury report, so start him up. Gerald Everett, I think, is a must start. How the tight end position is this year, I love Gerald. I love Gerald Everett this week as a start. I'm starting Keenan Allen up. Josh Palmer, I worry honestly about starting Palmer. I think if I had no choice, I'd put him in the flex spot. Just saying. And Michael Bandy will be on the sideline. I just, you know, had to mention his name because, you know, I always do. What do you think, buddy?
Yeah, I like it a lot. Michael Bandy. We got to get you a Michael Bandy jersey.
I mean, yeah, that'd be cool because it would just, I'd say it was me, right?
Right.
I like it. Guys, we got a lot of viewers right now, so I just want to remind you again to hop over to the YouTube and subscribe to the channel. Leave a like on this video. Comment down below, and you're automatically entered into the signed DeAndre Swift jersey. And Cody says, I win. Last time, if you remember, Tommy said, I win early, and he happened to win. So, Cody, you're in there, buddy, and you started well. And Giovanni says, do you think Seattle will have a committee this week? Seems like they have Walker and Dallas questionable.
No, man, I think Travis Homer gets the majority of the work. I mean, I can't think of the other guy's name. It was Tony something that they had in there, and I'm sure he'll get a little bit. But I really think Travis Homer is going to be the hot hand, and they're going to feed him.
Tony Jones Jr., isn't it?
I believe so. I'm not 100% on that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think Homer is a home run, right? If none of those guys start, Homer's going to get work, right?
No doubt.
And Roop says, okay, I win. And Tommy pops in, Schultz or Hunter Henry? And first off, we'll start with that. Schultz or Hunter Henry, Trey?
Yeah, Schultz. I mean, it's the matchup Texans. Schultz is the one to go with.
I just know that Hunter Henry's got a great matchup this week, but I think Schultz is definitely the call here, Tommy. And then Eagles or Titans defense, Trey?
I'm trying to think back. Titans are playing the Jags, and the Eagles are playing the Giants. Honestly, I like the Titans over the Eagles this week.
Yeah, and you know what? The Titans have a decent playoff schedule. Also, as I said on the Waiver Wire show, Titans may be the last defense that you own in 2022. So, but it is the Eagles, but I think I'm going Titans also this week for sure. And Tommy says, did I win yet? Not yet, buddy. We're almost there. We got one more game, and we're drawing for that jersey. So, guys, get your comments in. Subscribe to the channel. It could be you. I got a good little list going on over here, but let's move on to the next game. That is Monday Night Football. The Patriots versus the Cardinals.
Over under for this game is, where'd it go? 43.5, and Vegas has the Cardinals winning by 6. I like the Cardinals to win this game, and I know they've been rough, but the Patriots have been rougher. If that's a word.
Yeah, that is a word. But I do think the Patriots take the win on this one. I think Kyler has been playing too much Call of Duty because he's not showing up. I think the Patriots got it.
Jumping into my Patriots starts, Jacoby Myers, questionable. If he is out, Devontae Parker is worth starting. Ramondre Stevenson, you got to start that dude. And there's really no one else. Hunter Henry, if you're lost at tight end and you're looking for a touchdown or bust, I think throw him out there, especially if Jacoby Myers is out.
Yeah, Myers has been really disappointing lately, but yeah, I agree. I like it.
Cardinals starters, I mean, it's pretty much your studs and you're done. You're starting Kyler Murray, you're starting Hopkins, you're starting Hollywood Brown. I'm sitting Rondale Moore, but he might not even play. And then start James Conner, baby, because he's been doing it.
Yeah, I worry a little on James Conner, but I'm definitely starting him up. He gets the workload, he gets the carries, and just he'll probably get 20 carries in the game. So hopefully he does something with it, Trey.
Yeah, and with six teams on a bye, I mean, it's like you kind of have to start this dude.
Mm-hmm. And then Roop says Hollywood about to show out. I'm telling you, Trey. I'm telling you. I just swiped him up, so we'll see what happens. Guys, that is it. That is all the games. Giovanni says, what do you think about Greg Dorchich, I believe is who he's going for there. Yeah.
I think he's going for Dorch. Yeah, it scares me, man. I just, you know, with winning your playoffs this week, you know, to get to the playoffs and this is being the final week of the season, I'm only starting the guys that I'm very consistent and, you know, have proved it. And I know Dorch has had some good games, but it's just not consistent enough for me.
I like him. I like him just because they, with Sutton out, they want to use him as a wide receiver, but. Yeah.
You're talking about Dolchich. That's Dorch for the Cardinals.
Oh, Dorch. Yeah. You know, you're right. Yeah. Then I agree with you. Yeah. I like him, though. I think he's going to be big in a year or two, but I think he's great for Dynasty. And Albert says Cardinals defense has allowed 7 touchdowns to tight ends in the last 4 games. And that's what I'm talking about with the Hunter Henry thing right there.
There you go.
There you go. All right. I guess it's that time, Trey. Are you excited?
I'm super excited, man. This DeAndre Swift jersey finna go to somebody, and they finna love it. And I'm hope all y'all are there, and y'all are ready, and y'all better be subscribed because that's the only way to get it.
Giovanni spoiled it. He says Jets defense reliable in the playoffs. Real quick, what do you think? Are they?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, they are. They got great matchup this to the playoffs, definitely. But all right, all righty. We got all our names. Anybody else wants to pop a comment up there and get on this list? And I'd recommend doing that pretty soon.
Pretty soon.
We got the list. I'm shuffling that bad boy up.
Shuffle.
All right.
Who wants it? Who wants the jersey in the comments right now? I want to see who wants it.
Yeah. If you want it, put it in the comments right now. I'm going to shuffle it up. All right. Screw it. You ready, Trey?
Let's do it.
Giovanni, you almost got it, bro. Cody. Oh, it went last minute. I thought. Cody, boom.
Wow. That's the first person to say I win. That's 2 giveaways in a row, man.
Whoa. What the? That's crazy, bro. Cody, congratulations, buddy. Congratulations. I guess you win. I know you're subscribed. You did it last time. Giovanni, you were so close. Oh, poor guy. Poor guy. His heart has been broken. Giovanni, I thought you had it. I really did. Let's go. Eric says, I want that joint. Giovanni, oh, he felt it. He felt it. He says he'll take a gift card.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. I feel for you, buddy. I feel for you. But Cody, the first person who said I win in the chat. That is nuts, right, dude?
Second giveaway, yeah.
Second giveaway. Cody, send me an email to 4thandflex @gmail.com with your address, and I'll send it to you, buddy.
Let's go.
Wow. And while we're here and we got everybody here, Giovanni says, best out of 3. And Roop says, I'm not even asking questions next time. I'm just posting I win first.
Yeah, so you guys need to make sure you hit that notification bell, because the next time we have a giveaway, you better be the first one to say I win in the comments, because obviously that's how you win on this show.
Yeah, yeah. And Tommy says, congratulations. Tommy, I know your heart is a little broken as well. I know you really wanted the jersey, but hey, it probably would have looked a little fishy if you won 2 weeks in a row anyway, right? good stuff, Cody. Good stuff. And yeah, flexing on them. I love it. I appreciate you. But guys, we're going to figure out the next jersey that we're giving away live on the show is, you want to hit them with a drum roll, Trey. Aaron Jones. Signed Aaron Jones jersey giving away next time, guys. So you're going to want to subscribe to this channel and pop them notification bell on so you always know when we're going live, so you know. Giovanni says Rodgers? No. Aaron. Aaron Jones, baby. And Tommy says, I started that. You did. You started that. Oh, man. Giovanni says, damn, I was so close. Let's go. Packer fan here, too. Oh,
yeah, Giovanni. A lot of Packer fans.
I know. So, hey, Aaron Jones could be yours. I know Tommy excited about that, man. But, again, guys, don't forget to like this video. We appreciate you guys sticking with us till the end. That was fun, Trey.
Yeah, man. And you guys are the real MVP for sticking it out and riding with us. You know, make sure you stick with us because we're always here. We're always here to support you. And we're here to give you free cool stuff.
Mm-hmm. 60% of the time, it works every time.
Absolutely, guys. Thank you so much. Giovanni says, locked in. Tommy says, I win. I guess he's, you know, putting that for next time. So he's first. Right. You know what I mean? Awesome show. That works. Yeah, we'll have to see. But great show, Trey. Thank you guys so much for watching. And we will see you on the next one.
Peace.
You've been listening to the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast.
And here we go, here we go.
If you love anything and everything pro football, then you've found your new home. We hope you've enjoyed the show. We know we had a blast. Make sure to like, rate, and review. And we'll be back soon. But in the meantime, questions and comments at 4thandflex@gmail.com. Find us on Instagram at 4thandflex and on Twitter at 4thandflexpod. See you next time on the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast.